Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Think I said that one already again, but it's okay. We can do it twice. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers, bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from work to home and getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you. But start things off here. We have to talk about what the Atlanta Hawks did last night. Down 30, it does not matter. The Atlanta Hawks down 30, come back and stun the Boston Celtics and get a 120 to 118 victory. And man, that game looked like it was going to be a clunker early on. Like, I think the first quarter, the Celtics were already up by like 20, and I was like, oh, yep, here we go. Shorthanded Hawks team, no Trae Young. Yeah, I expect this. And the Celtics were missing a couple of guys too. Jrue Holiday didn't play. Derek White didn't play. But obviously the Hawks fans aren't feeling bad for Celtics fans. Hawks didn't have Trae Young, obviously. Hawks also did not have Onyeka Okongwu in the mix. Hawks also didn't have Jalen Johnson, so we aren't feeling bad for the Celtics. Celtics can cry the river for all we care about missing players. They still had Jason Tatum. They still had Jaylen Brown. They still had Kristaps Porzingis. They still had former Hawk Al Horford. So they still had plenty of pieces to get a win. And again, they were up big at a point in time. So this is the Celtics missing folks. We don't care. We do not care. Like, they were up big. Hawks found a way to battle back shorthanded. And that was an amazing, amazing effort from the Hawks last night. And we have to give them their just due. So, yeah, it was at the end of the first quarter, it was 44-22. So it was a 22-point game at the end of the first quarter already. Then Hawks creep back a little bit in the second quarter, outscored the Celtics 34-30 in the second quarter, so got four of those points back, cut it down to 18. Then they outscored the Celtics 34-22 in the third quarter. That's when they really made their leaps and bounds back. Then outscored them in the fourth quarter, 30-22. So won every quarter except the first, and they got themselves, again, a 120-118 victory. DeAndre Hunter, who has been playing well as of late, had another very good game and hit the biggest shot of the night, the dagger shot that sent the Boston Celtics away stunned. It was 117-116. Dre nailed a three after Clint Capella got a huge offensive rebound, by the way. Shout out to Clint. We'll go through the stats here in just a second, but Clint got the offensive rebound, kicked it out to Dre. Dre knocked it down. And the Hawks bench with Trae Young watching and all the other guys, they went crazy, of course, and it was just fun. It was just fun. And that's what we've been missing all season long, it seems like. That fun, that excitement, being in a close game with a NBA championship caliber team like the Boston Celtics. Being in a close game with them and having that big shot go in for us at the end and making that big play at the end and getting the win against, again, a championship caliber team. We've been missing that consistently this season. We've got it at times, but we haven't gotten it consistently this season. Obviously, you can tell by our now 32-39 record. So it was just fun to see the Hawks show that effort, show that grit, show that toughness, battle back from 30, and ball out after the first quarter and find their way. Really after, I guess, midway through the second quarter, I would say probably. But you get what I'm saying. It was just good to see the Hawks battle back, not lay down, and do their thing. So, look, I am not, with all that being said, and with how proud I am of what the Hawks did last night, I am still nowhere near ready to say, oh, the Hawks are back. Oh, they're ready to turn a corner. Oh, they're ready to do this. They're ready to do that. They're ready to make a run in the play-in. I'm not ready to say all of that. I am definitely not ready to say all of that. What I am ready to say is hopefully this turns a corner. Hopefully this is somewhat of a spark. And hopefully they can continue to build off of this nice victory they got last night. Will they? I don't know. I can't confidently say, yeah, the Hawks are going to build off this win. Yeah, the Hawks are going to go on a run for the last bit of the season, get hot going into the season, get Trae Young back and get out of the play-in and make their way into the playoffs and make some noise in the playoffs. Yeah, they're going to do all that. I can't. I've seen what this team is this season, and they're consistently inconsistent still. And I don't know if this was just a good night. I don't know if they've found something. But you know what? I'm just going to, when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks, I'm just going to enjoy it day by day, night by night, game by game. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to enjoy the fact that they gave us a great effort last night, even though they went down 30 at one point. And I'm going to enjoy the fact that DeAndre Hunter continues to play well. I'm going to enjoy the fact that he had 24 points, went 4 of 8 from 3, including that big 3 at the end to seal it for the Hawks. He went 8 of 14 from the field. I'm going to enjoy the fact that he had 7 rebounds and 3 assists as well. I'm going to enjoy the fact that Clint Capella got that huge offensive rebound and kick it to Dre for that game-sealing 3. I'm going to enjoy the fact that he had 14 points and 12 rebounds and that he was 6 of 10 from the field. I'm going to enjoy the fact that Bogey had 22 points. He went 4-7 from 3, 8-15 from the field, and he had 4 rebounds and 3 assists himself. I'm going to enjoy the fact that DeJounte Murray had 19 points, 15 assists, looking like a real floor general out there, facilitating, getting it all done. I'm going to enjoy the fact that he had 19 points, 15 assists with 5 rebounds. He went 2-9 from 3, 8-22 from the field. And I'm going to enjoy the fact that Vic Krejci hit some big shots in his starting role last night with 16 points, 4-7 from three as well, 6-11 from the field with 6 rebounds and 2 assists. And I'm enjoying the fact that Bruno Fernando had very good back-to-back games with 13 points last night, 3 rebounds and 3 assists, 6-7 from the field. I'm going to enjoy all that. And I'm going to enjoy the fact that even Garrison Matthews and Wesley Matthews are allowing Dylan Matthews to talk about their fun performance last night. Wesley Matthews hit 2 threes. Garrison Matthews hit 2 threes as well. And I'm going to enjoy the fact that the Hawks shot 52.9% from the field and 50% from three. They were shooting that thing last night. All the Hawks were. Everybody got some. In Boston, by the way, and again, you can hear it. I'm not taking absolutely anything away from the Hawks, but what did help facilitate that comeback last night was the Celtics' poor shooting from the three. They shot 28.9% from three last night. They were 11-38, while the Hawks went 18-36 from three. Celtics still shot pretty good from the field, 49.5% from the field, but they were abysmal from three, and I don't want to completely say they live or die by three, but they're on the side of living and dying by the three, and they just were living at first, but then they definitely died towards the end. So, again, absolutely great win for the Atlanta Hawks. Unfortunately, you didn't gain any ground in the standings because the Brooklyn Nets snapped their 6-game losing streak last night, and they beat the Toronto Raptors, who are below them. But at this point, the Hawks are now 6.5 games up on the Brooklyn Nets for that final 10th spot in the East, that final play-in spot. The Brooklyn Nets are not catching the Hawks. There are only, let's see, the Hawks only have 11 games left. So they're getting close to the point where they're going to clinch that. I know it sounds weird to say clinch that 10 seed, but they're getting close to the fact where they're going to clinch that 10 seed and be okay. And look, if they keep playing well, it could happen sooner rather than later. But they do have some tough opponents coming up. Now, this win should hopefully carry them to a win against the Trailblazers at home. They'll be right here in the friendly confines of State Farm Arena. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. You can hear every game. You know the deal. So hopefully what they did last night carries them to a win on Wednesday against a team they should beat, a Trailblazers team that's 19-53, but the Trailblazers did beat them when they were out in Portland. But hopefully they can get their get back here in the ATL. But after the Trailblazers game on Wednesday, they're going to take on the Celtics again. Now, they will be at home again, but the Celtics are obviously going to want some get back. So they're going to come out probably a little bit more motivated. We'll see if Jrue Holiday and or Derek White are back. So they got the Celtics on Thursday. Then they got the Bucks, who have been playing well and figured things out between Dame and Giannis, on Saturday. Then if you go into the last month of the regular season, and last 8 games of the regular season in April, they have a couple of games that they could win / should win. The Bulls game will be tough. The Bulls are still right above the Hawks for the 9th spot, which, by the way, the Hawks are now only, don't look now, but the Hawks are only 1.5 games behind the Bulls for the 9th seed. Can they make a move up? Can they make a move up and at least have that first play-in game at home? Because if you remember, 9 and 10 play each other. The 9 seed hosts the 10 seed. So if the Hawks do move up, instead of going to Chicago, they would host Chicago. And home games are always good, right? So the Hawks can, you know, put some good wins together, get some help from Chicago, and they might be able to move up that 9 seed after all. And then they would play the winner of right now, Miami and Philadelphia. Because Philadelphia has dropped without Joel. They have dropped all the way, and they were out without Tyrese Maxey for a little bit too. They have dropped all the way to the 8th seed. Miami right now, the 7th seed there. Miami's at 39-32. Philadelphia's at 39-33. So Hawks probably not catching the 7 or 8 seed Heat or 76ers, but who knows? Anything could happen. After this win, who knows what could happen? Just got to enjoy the ride. Just got to enjoy the ride, people. But again, Hawks do have a real realistic chance to catch the Bulls, so that'll be a big game on April Fool's Day, by the way. So we'll see if the Hawks can fool the Bulls and get a win over them. But then they got the Pistons. That should be a winnable game. Then you end the season pretty tough. You play the Mavericks. That's a pretty good team. Nuggets defending champion. You just talked about the Heat. They're pretty good. You just blew out the Hornets. Hopefully you can blow out the Hornets again. They ain't finished with Timberwolves and Pacers. So, whew, that's it. Those last 6 games of the season, besides that Hornets game, tough. So, we'll see what the Hawks can do down the stretch. But again, let's just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the wave and enjoy the fact the Hawks got a big win last night. Down 30. They came back and got the 120-118 victory. So, shout out to the Hawks. All right, when we come back, let's talk some Atlanta Falcons football. Were they the biggest winners in free agency? And Arthur Blank has spoken. We'll talk about all that in 5 right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people driving the bus out there early, riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work or the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to y'all tapping in with me. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I appreciate you. All right. The Atlanta Falcons. They continue their offseason. We are now less than a month away from the NFL draft, but we're going to talk about free agency. Free agency has, again, started to slow down a little bit. Obviously, there are still being moves made here and there every day. But as far as the Falcons go, last move they've made were signing Kentavious Street, re-signing Kentavious Street, I should say, and re-signing Storm Norton. But what I want to talk to you about is, were the Falcons the biggest winners in free agency? I think it's undoubtedly yes. I know the Bears did some good things. I know the Tennessee Titans obviously just got L'Jarius Sneed. I know the Steelers now have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields on the same roster. I know the Detroit Lions continue to stack up. But the Falcons, at the end of the day, solved their biggest need, their biggest problem, and they got the biggest free agent on the market. Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins. So I think just that signing alone, and then obviously adding Darnell Mooney, you had Ray-Ray McCloud, you trade for Rondell Moore, you re-sign Kentavious Street, re-sign Storm Norton. Those other things as well make for good moves, but they figured out the quarterback position. They did the biggest thing you have to do in the NFL. They figured out the quarterback position, and they did not shy away from spending money to do it. So I think they're undoubtedly the biggest winners, but I'm not the only one that thinks that. So if you don't want to take my word for it, fine. Maybe you want to take Austin Mock's word for it. He is a writer for The Athletic, and he put out his five biggest winners and five biggest losers of free agency thus far. Who was his number one winner? Ding, 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 ding. You guessed it. The Atlanta Falcons. Here's what he had to say about having the Falcons as his number one winner of free agency thus far. Quote, top 10-ish quarterbacks don't hit free agency too often, so the Falcons are the biggest winners of the offseason by far after landing Cousins. Cousins isn't likely to be a top five quarterback, but he has one of the higher floors around, and you're consistently going to get good enough production to make you a contender. There is some risk with Cousins coming off an Achilles injury entering his age 36 season, but the Falcons are upgrading the game's most important position by a mile, and that's going to make you the offseason champion just about every time. End quote. Could not agree more, Mr. Mock. Because, again, Raheem Morris said it at the NFL Combine. He said, I'm not standing here if we have better quarterback play, which is true. The Falcons get anywhere near the play of what Kirk Cousins does on a regular type season for him, the Falcons are in the postseason, without a doubt. They are most likely NFC champions. They may even win a playoff game. I don't think we can really debate that. With the weapons that they have, and we've talked about it before, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier, with the weapons that they have, they are without a doubt going to be so much better with good quarterback play. Now that they've added, like I just talked to you about, Darnell Mooney, Rondell Moore, traded for him for Desmond Ridder. Sign Ray River McCloud, be a return specialist. He'll be a nice, speedy receiver who can take the top off the defense, might be involved in some trick plays as well. You also re-signed Kentavious Street. Got back Storm Norton. Good depth at the offensive line. So this is a team that is set up to win. And they still have to do some work, obviously. They have to hopefully get a pass rusher with the number 8 overall pick. We'll see. They'll add another wide receiver in the draft at some point. Hopefully they'll stack up some defensive line depth as well. So they're not done by any means. But they solved their biggest problem and the biggest problem that any team could have in the NFL, and that is not having consistent quarterback play. And they have literally one of the most consistent quarterbacks in the league because, as Austin Mock said, he may not be top five, but he's definitely going to be around the top 10, and you know what you're going to get from Kirk Cousins week in, week out. He is going to have you in a chance to win. He is going to make sure you are in a spot to win the game. Period. And the Falcons didn't have that every week last week. They will have that every week if Kirk, and again, knock on whatever this table is made out of, as long as Kirk Cousins stays healthy, they're going to have that every single week at the quarterback position, and that is huge because the last time we had that was Matt Ryan. So, Austin Mock calls the Falcons the biggest winner of free agencies thus far, and I am completely agreeing with him. If you want to know what the other winners were, the Chicago Bears, Pittsburgh Steelers at 3, Detroit Lions at 4, Tennessee Titans at 5. The Chicago Bears were at 2, by the way. His biggest losers, if you're wondering, number 1, the reason that the Falcons have Kirk Cousins is because Minnesota didn't want to give him the money the Falcons were willing to give him. So that makes them the biggest loser. So according to Austin Mock, his biggest losers are 1, the Minnesota Vikings, 2, the Denver Broncos, who obviously lost Russell Wilson, 3, the Kansas City Chiefs. By the way, the Vikings lost Danielle Hunter as well, too, so I want to point that out. 3, actually, the Kansas City Chiefs, 4, the Dallas Cowboys, 5, the Los Angeles Chargers, because they lost Mike Williams, they lost Keenan Allen, so, oof. Rough season, rough offseason thus far for the Los Angeles Chargers, who now only have Josh Palmer and Quentin Johnston on as their receivers right now. So they're struggling at the receiver position, but they'll get themselves a receiver in the draft, I'm sure. So there you have it, your biggest winners and losers of free agency so far, according to Austin Mock of The Athletic. One other thing I want you to here is Arthur Blank, because he talked about the tampering of Kirk Cousins, and he had this to say at the owners' meetings. He said, quote, oh, hold on, got to find the quote. He says, the tampering deal, we obviously don't believe we tampered, and we shared all the information with the league. And he also went on to said, and they'll review the process and the facts. They are in the middle of doing that, and whatever the result is, we'll deal with it. So Arthur Blank's like, look, we ain't tamper, but at this point, we got our quarterback. We do not care. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from Arthur Blank. He don't sound pressed. He don't sound worried. He's like, it is what it is at this point. We got our QB1. We straight. We about to go win some games. We good. He ain't worried too much about the consequences. I feel it, Arthur Blank. You know, bad news isn't as bad when you got a good quarterback. Bad news isn't as bad when you know you're, if all goes well and everybody stays healthy for the most part, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. Bad news doesn't quite sound as bad. It's like when you're eating your favorite meal and somebody gives you some bad news, like, oh, you know, hey, can you know this thing didn't go through? It's whatever. I'm enjoying a meal right now. I'm enjoying a meat lover's pizza right now. I ain't worried about it. It's kind of how Arthur Blank is. He probably doesn't have a meat lover's pizza, but he's got Kirk Cousins, so he ain't worried about it too much. You know what I'm saying? Whatever news comes through, he's like, all right, we about to win 10, 11 games with Big Kirko at the helm. So I ain't even worried about it. I ain't even sweating it right now. So, Arthur Blank again. And he's not going to say, oh, yeah, we tampered for sure. Yeah. He's obviously going to say, you know, he doesn't think with the team tampered, but we'll see what the NFL ends up ruling and what kind of decision they make. If they find that they think the Falcons tampered when it comes to Kirk Cousins, like Arthur Blank said, they'll deal with it. They'll deal with whatever consequences come forward. But again, I think it's stupid. Like, you're allowing his agent to talk to the team during this legal tampering period. Like, I somewhat get it, but come on. He was talking to the doctor, apparently, allegedly, supposedly, maybe, about a serious injury that he wanted to see how the team was going to handle. So if his agent can talk to the team about a contract, he can't talk to the team doctor about, hey, if I come here, what y'all going to do about my Achilles? I think that's fair. Like, I don't think that's a big deal. So, anywho, who knows at this point? But, again, the NFL will find what they're going to find, and they'll do what they're going to do, and we'll see what comes of it. But Arthur Blank ain't sweating, and I ain't sweating it either. That's how I feel at this point in time. All right. When we come back, some NFL rule changes have hit the fray, and the NFL draft could come with a big twist that we might not be expecting. We'll talk about that in 5 minutes right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work and getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all. And shout out to, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The NFL coming with three rule changes that have been approved by the NFL owners, and we are going to go over them here now. First and foremost, the biggest one that has been talked about and the one that was actually unanimously accepted on by the owners, the banning of the hip drop tackle. So I will read you the rule and the official verbiage of the rule before I give you my take on it. So, hip drop tackle, officially illegal. Owners banned the hip drop tackle yesterday morning during the annual league meeting in Orlando, Florida. The NFL has announced that the NFL's competition committee was unanimous, as I just told you, in their voice that the tackle was one the league wanted out of the game, so all the owners agreed upon that. The official rule is as follows. Article 18, hip drop tackle. It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground. A, grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms. And B, unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's leg or legs at or below the knee. Penalty for a hip drop tackle is loss of 15 yards and an automatic first down. So I guarantee you this is something that is going to be very much watched, especially in the preseason. Like, they're going to be So I'm telling you this right now. It's March 26th. When it comes preseason time, I guarantee you there are going to be so many penalties for hip drop tackle in the preseason. It's not even going to be funny. It's going to be a story. I'm already telling you now, because I guarantee you the NFL owners and everybody is going to make sure the referees are keeping a close eye out for hip drop tackles. So it's going to get called a lot in the preseason. Might get called a lot in the beginning of the regular season as well. And I believe it will start to become a little more subjective, and I don't think it will be as bad as we go down the stretch of the regular season, but it still will be something that rears its ugly head in a close game and could unfortunately make a difference in a ball game when a defensive player is honestly just trying to make a stop. Now, here's how I feel personally about the hip drop tackle. Can it cause injuries? Yes. Do we all want injuries to not be a part of the NFL? Yes. But at the end of the day, we know, the players know, the NFL is a sport. All sports, it's hard. Injuries are just a part of sports, period. And in the NFL, where 250-pound, 300-pound, fast, strong, grown men are running at full speed trying to hit each other, in a game like that, you are not going to avoid injuries, period. And I'm not saying NFL owners think that the NFL can be an injury-free game. They know it can't be. But I just think this is doing too much, because this is how I feel. If the players are against it, if the players feel like this prohibits them from playing the game, and if defensive players feel like, I mean, offensive players have said the hip drop tackle doesn't need to be banned. If offensive players are saying that, what does that tell you? It's just taking too much away from the game. You're making it too hard on defensive players. It's going to be hard for them to play their position now. I mean, they have such a small window and such a small strike zone and tackle zone of how they can actually and where they can actually hit somebody. It's ridiculous at this point to me. And I get they're professionals. They're making all this money. They'll adjust. But still, at some point, you're making it too easy on offensive players. And if it becomes too easy for the offensive players, and I know the competition committee was concerned with the dropping in scoring, well, guess what? The NFL continues to grow. Did the salary cap just not go up like a historical amount this offseason? Am I wrong on that? Did I miss something? Did it not go up a historical amount this offseason? I thought it did. Why is that? Because more people are watching. More sponsors are spending money on the NFL. It ain't broke. So why is the NFL continuing to try and fix it? And I get it. Like, you always want to make your product better. I understand that. And the NFL always wants to make their product better. But at this point, you're just nitpicking the wrong things, trying to fix the wrong things, in my opinion. Leave the game alone. Like, the kickoff thing, okay, because kickoffs have become a formality. So if you want to try and get kickoffs in the game, cool, I get that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with them trying the XFL-style kickoffs. I have no quorums with that. But at this point, you're nitpicking how guys can tackle. You're making it hard on defensive players. And again, if it becomes so easy to score on offense because of defensive players can't tackle a certain way, and if they tackle a certain way, the offense is going to keep the ball and the penalty. Like, if it becomes too easy for offenses to score, that's going to dilute the game. And at this point, yeah, people are still going to watch, but if it becomes too much of a problem and teams, I'm telling you, start to score too easy, I think it will dilute the game, and I think the NFL will start to lose some viewers. Now, I'm not going to say they're not going to go under anything, but still, it's just they're doing too much with me for the hip drop tackle. And again, I know sometimes you have to protect the players from themselves, but the players have been adamant. Offensive and defensive players have been adamant about not banning the hip drop tackle. Why is it being banned? At the end of the day, it's being banned because NFL owners don't want to see their star players get hurt. Because if their star players get hurt, their teams aren't as good and they don't make as much money. That's what it comes down to. So it is what it is, I guess. The NFL, at the end of the day, still is going to eat. All right, quickly, the other two rules that came down yesterday. These are the two other approved rule changes for 2024. This from the Detroit Lions. It amends Rule 15, Section 1, Article 1, to protect a club's ability to challenge a third ruling following one successful challenge. So, starting this season, if a team gets a challenge right, just one challenge, they don't even have to get both challenges right. If they get one challenge right, they will have the ability to challenge a third time. So, they get one, either two challenges right, they'll get a third challenge. I like that rule. I feel like that definitely should be a rule, so I like that. Again, these are the little things you can tweak. You don't got to do all the big stuff with the hip drop tackle. All right, this other one quickly by the competition committee amends Rule 14, Section 5, Article 2 to allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to a change of possession in a situation where there are fouls by both teams. So, basically, a foul can get enforced in a situation where they're fouled by both teams if it's a major foul by the offense prior to a possession change. That penalty can be enforced. So there you have it. Those are some rule changes. And look, hopefully the hip drop tackle doesn't affect the defense too much. But when we come back, we will see what's going on with the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson getting ready for a Tuesday edition of the morning shift. We'll see what they're going to talk about. And we'll see how they're going to entertain you on this Tuesday. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. That's next, right after this, on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate y'all. And shout out to, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The NFL coming with three rule changes that have been approved by the NFL owners, and we are going to go over them here now. First and foremost, the biggest one that has been talked about and the one that was actually unanimously accepted on by the owners, the banning of the hip drop tackle. So I will read you the rule and the official verbiage of the rule before I give you my take on it. So, hip drop tackle, officially illegal. Owners banned the hip drop tackle yesterday morning during the annual league meeting in Orlando, Florida. The NFL has announced that the NFL's competition committee was unanimous, as I just told you, in their voice that the tackle was one the league wanted out of the game, so all the owners agreed upon that. The official rule is as follows. Article 18, hip drop tackle. It is a foul if a player uses the following technique to bring a runner to the ground. A, grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms. And B, unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's leg or legs at or below the knee. Penalty for hip drop tackle is loss of 15 yards and an automatic first down. So I guarantee you this is something that is going to be very much watched, especially in the preseason. Like, they're going to be so, I'm telling you this right now. It's March 26th. When it comes preseason time, I guarantee you there are going to be so many penalties for hip drop tackle in the preseason. It's not even going to be funny. It's going to be a story. I'm already telling you now, because I guarantee you the NFL owners and everybody is going to make sure the referees are keeping a close eye out for hip drop tackles. So it's going to get called a lot in the preseason. Might get called a lot in the beginning of the regular season as well. And I believe it will start to become a little more subjective, and I don't think it will be as bad as we go down the stretch of the regular season, but it still will be something that rears its ugly head in a close game and could unfortunately make a difference in a ball game when a defensive player is honestly just trying to make a stop. Now, here's how I feel personally about the hip drop tackle. Can it cause injuries? Yes. Do we all want injuries to not be a part of the NFL? Yes. But at the end of the day, we know, the players know, the NFL is a sport. All sports, you, it's hard. Injuries are just a part of sports, period. And in the NFL, where 250-pound, 300-pound, fast, strong, grown men are running at full speed trying to hit each other, in a game like that, you are not going to avoid injuries, period. And I'm not saying NFL owners think that the NFL can be an injury-free game. They know it can't be. But I just think this is doing too much. Because this is how I feel. If the players are against it, if the players feel like this prohibits them from playing the game, and if defensive players feel like, I mean, offensive players have said the hip drop tackle doesn't need to be banned. If offensive players are saying that, what does that tell you? It's just taking too much away from the game. You're making it too hard on defensive players. It's going to be hard for them to play their position now. I mean, they have such a small window and such a small strike zone and tackle zone of how they can actually and where they can actually hit somebody. It's ridiculous at this point to me. And I get they're professionals. They're making all this money. They'll adjust. But still, at some point, you're making it too easy on offensive players. And if it becomes too easy for the offensive players, and I know the competition committee was concerned with the dropping in scoring, well, guess what? The NFL continues to grow. Did the salary cap just not go up like a historical amount this offseason? Am I wrong on that? Did I miss something? Did it not go up a historical amount this offseason? I thought it did. Why is that? Because more people are watching. More sponsors are spending money on the NFL. It ain't broke. So why is the NFL continuing to try and fix it? And I get it. Like, you always want to make your product better. I understand that. And the NFL always wants to make their product better. But at this point, you're just nitpicking the wrong things, trying to fix the wrong things, in my opinion. Leave the game alone. Like, the kickoff thing, okay, because kickoffs have become a formality. So if you want to try and get kickoffs in the game, cool. I get that. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with them trying the XFL-style kickoffs. I have no qualms with that. But at this point, you're nitpicking how guys can tackle. You're making it hard on defensive players. And again, it to me, if it becomes so easy to score on offense because of defensive players can't tackle a certain way, and if they tackle a certain way, the offense is going to keep the ball and the penalty. Like, if it becomes too easy for offenses to score, that's going to dilute the game. And at this point, yeah, people are still going to watch, but if it becomes too much of a problem and teams, I'm telling you, start to score too easy, I think it will dilute the game, and I think the NFL will start to lose some viewers. Now, I'm not going to say they're not going to go under anything, but still, it's just they're doing too much with me for the hip drop tackle. And again, I know sometimes you have to protect the players from themselves, but the players have been adamant. Offensive and defensive players have been adamant about not banning the hip drop tackle. Why is it being banned? At the end of the day, it's being banned because NFL owners don't want to see their star players get hurt. Because if their star players get hurt, their teams aren't as good and they don't make as much money. That's what it comes down to. So it is what it is, I guess. The NFL, at the end of the day, still is going to eat. All right, quickly, the other two rules that came down yesterday. These are the two other approved rule changes for 2024. This from the Detroit Lions. It amends Rule 15, Section 1, Article 1 to protect a club's ability to challenge a third ruling following one successful challenge. So, starting this season, if a team gets a challenge right, just one challenge, they don't even have to get both challenges right. If they get one challenge right, they will have the ability to challenge a third time. So, they get one, either two challenges right, they'll get a third challenge. I like that rule. That I feel like that definitely should be a rule. So I like that. Again, these are the little things you can tweak. You don't got to do all the big stuff with the hip drop tackle. All right. This other one quickly by the competition committee amends Rule 14, Section 5, Article 2 to allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to a change of possession in a situation where the fouls, where there are fouls by both teams. So, basically, a foul can get enforced in a situation where there are fouls by both teams if it's a major foul by the offense prior to a possession change. That penalty can be enforced. So, there you have it. Those are some rule changes. And look, hopefully the hip drop tackle doesn't affect the defense too much. But when we come back, we will see what's going on with the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson getting ready for a Tuesday edition of the morning shift. We'll see what they're going to talk about. And we'll see how they're going to entertain you on this Tuesday. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. That's next, right after this, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.